The cleanup and repair work continues in Petersburg at the site of last weekend's landslide into a downtown stream. The event was caused by heavy rain and took out a large section of parking lot and hillside behind the Public Works building on Saturday. The city has since built an access road to the bottom of the slide. KFSK's Matt Lichtenstein stopped by the site for an update this morning.
A worker cuts down a tree along one side of the slide and a backhoe digs nearby. A newly built gravel ramp provides vehicle access to the huge pile of rock, soil, bushes, and trees below. Public Works Director and Acting City Manager Carl Hagerman says the city finished the access ramp on Monday.
With help from some local contractors, it really went a lot quicker than I thought it was going to. We got this road that comes down crosses the front of the slide area. And this is going to allow us to get down into the debris that's in the creek and start working on that today, hopefully.
A few pieces of fence and guardrail stick out of the debris pile, and tarps cover the steep face of the drop-off left behind by the slide above the slough. The creek's still flowing, though it's shifted to the south and flows around the pile over the unoccupied grassy bank adjacent to its original path.
The latest news on the debris in the creek is that in conversations with the Corps of Engineers and Fish and Game Habitat Office in Juneau, the city is going to be allowed to recover the trees and stumps from the debris, but the bulk of the rock and soils is going to stay where it ended up at as a result of the slide.
The idea being that too much disturbance could send a lot of the debris downstream and cause more problems for the small fish run in the slough.
You know, the damage from the slide has been done, but if we try to remove that material from the creek, it's just going to make things worse.
As far as fixing the slope and preventing another slide, the city has an engineer from Paratovich, Nottingham & Drage working on that. Hagerman says the city has now submitted its written disaster declaration to the state in the hopes of getting some financial and technical assistance with cleanup and repairs. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.